Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 25th of November 2017 is New Worlds magazine. New Worlds was a British science fiction magazine that began in 1936 as a fanzine called Novae Terrae. John Connell, who became Novae Terrae's editor in 1939, renamed it New Worlds that year. He was instrumental in turning it into a professional publication in 1946 and was the first editor of the new incarnation. It became the leading UK science fiction magazine. The period to 1960 has been described by historian Mike Ashley as the magazine's golden age. Connell joined the British Army in 1940 following the outbreak of the Second World War, and did not return to civilian life until 1946. He negotiated a publishing agreement for the magazine with Pendulum Publications, but only three issues of New Worlds were subsequently produced before Pendulum's bankruptcy in late 1947. A group of science fiction fans formed a company called Nova Publications to revive the magazine. The first issue under their management appeared in mid-1949. New Worlds continued to appear on a regular basis until issue 20. Published in early 1953, following which a change of printers led to a hiatus in publication. It was not until early 1954, when McLaren and Sons acquired control of Nova Publications, that the magazine returned to a stable monthly schedule. New Worlds was acquired by Roberts and Vinter in 1964, when Michael Moorcock became editor. By the end of 1966, financial problems led Roberts and Vinter to abandon New Worlds, but with the aid of an Arts Council grant obtained by Brian Aldiss, Moorcock was able to publish the magazine independently. He featured a good deal of experimental and avant-garde material, and New Worlds became the focus of the new wave of science fiction. Reaction among the science fiction community was mixed, with partisans and opponents of the new wave debating the merits of New Worlds in the columns of fanzines such as Zenith Speculation. Several of the regular contributors during this period, including Brian Aldiss, J. G. Ballard and Thomas M. Dish, became major names in the field. By 1970, Moorcock was too deeply in debt to be able to continue with the magazine, and it ceased publication with issue 200. The title has been revived multiple times, with Moorcock's direct involvement or approval. As of 2012, 22 additional issues have appeared in various formats, including several anthologies. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:16 UTC on Saturday, the 25th of November 2017. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for New Worlds magazine. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Arbulus May Productions also produces Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast where the hosts discuss whatever is hot in the news each week. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find our archive and our sister podcasts Popular Wiki of the Day and Random Wiki of the Day at wikioftheday.com. Subscribe and tell your friends to listen as well.